brought to you by Penguin. Charlie and the Great Glass Elevator by Roald Dahl. Read by Sasha Dewan. Chapter 1. Mr. Wonka Goes Too Far. The last time we saw Charlie, he was riding high above his hometown in the Great Glass Lift. Only a short while before, Mr. Wonka had told him that the whole gigantic, fabulous chocolate factory was his, and now our young friend was returning in triumph with his entire family to take over. The passengers in the lift, just to remind you, were Charlie Bucket, our hero. Mr. Willy Wonka, chocolate maker extraordinaire. Mr. and Mrs. Bucket, Charlie's father and mother. Grandpa Joe and Grandma Josephine, Mr. Bucket's father and mother. Grandpa George and Grandma Georgina, Mrs. Bucket's father and mother. Grandma Josephine, Grandma Georgina, and Grandpa George were still in bed, the bed having been pushed on board just before takeoff. Grandpa Joe, as you remember, had got out of bed to go around the chocolate factory with Charlie. The Great Glass Lift was 1,000 feet up and cruising nicely. The sky was brilliant blue. Everybody on board was wildly excited at the thought of going to live in the famous chocolate factory. Grandpa Joe was singing. Charlie was jumping up and down. Mr. and Mrs. Bucket were smiling for the first time in years, and the three grandparents in the bed were grinning at one another with pink, toothless gums.
"What in the world keeps this thing up in the air?"
croaked Grandma Josephine.
"Madam," said Mr. Wonka,
"it is not a lift any longer. Lifts only go up and down inside buildings, but now that it has taken us up into the sky, it has become an elevator. It is the Great Glass Elevator."
"And what keeps it up?"
said Grandma Josephine.
"Skyhooks," said Mr. Wonka.
"You amaze me,"
said Grandma Josephine.
"Dear lady," said Mr. Wonka, "you are new to the scene. When you have been with us a little longer, nothing will amaze you."
"These skyhooks,"
said Grandma Josephine.
"I assume one end is hooked onto this contraption we're riding in, right?"
"Right," said Mr. Wonka.
"What's the other end hooked onto?"
said Grandma Josephine.
"It's terribly loud in here," said Mr. Wonka. "I truly can't hear a thing you're saying."
"Charlie,"
said Grandma Josephine,
"I don't think I trust this gentleman very much."
"Nor do I," said Grandma Georgina. "He footles around."
Charlie leaned over the bed and whispered to the two old women.
"Please," he said, "don't spoil everything. Mr. Wonka is a fantastic man. He's my friend. I love him."
"Charlie's right,"
whispered Grandpa Joe, joining the group.
"Now you be quiet, Josie, and don't make trouble."
"We must hurry," said Mr. Wonka. "We have so much time and so little to do. No, wait, cross that out, reverse it. Thank you. Now back to the factory," he cried, clapping his hands once and springing 2 feet in the air with 2 feet.
"Back we fly to the factory, but we must go up."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?